Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get a 76ers report from Derek Bodner, who joins us. Of course, a huge story from the Inquirer this weekend, Jeff McClain, about Carson Wentz that we've been reacting to throughout the show. You know, at one point in the story, it says, quote, this is a quote from a source. It says, quote, every great quarterback wants to be coached, and they want to be coached hard and by the best. And it doesn't seem like Wentz wants that. It's kind of like whoever's coaching him is working for him. But it can't be that way. Another part of the story says, talking about Carson, it says he didn't always take – this is not a quote from a source. This is just McClain's commentary based on what he heard from everyone. He didn't always take hard to coaching. He struggled with accountability. He could shrink back into a tight-knit group of teammates he trusted or become isolated. The 28-year-old had increasingly rebuffed advice, defied criticism, and clashed with former coach Doug Peterson last season, Eagles sources said. Not good. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I mean, why in the world would you go down the road of another season with this guy, which means another season after that of cap problems? Because if it doesn't work out in 2021 and then you got to cut him or trade him, you still have a very sizable cap hit in 2022. Just rip the Band-Aid off, please. Nick in North Philadelphia. Hey, Nick. Nick, what's going on, man? All right, Nick, not quite there and ready to roll. We go to Dave right now in Northeast Philly. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, what's going on? A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
And first thing I want to say to you is I am not rooting for Tom Brady at all, at all.
Okay.
I will never root for Tom Brady. But more importantly, you know, Carson Wentz, if this stuff is true, he's got to go. You're right. You got to tear that Band-Aid off and just let it be, because you're going to take the cap hit next year anyway if it doesn't work out and you got to trade him or cut him.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, go ahead. Secondly, what?
Secondly, like, as a guy who played football a little bit, I can tell you right now, that type of toxic behavior, that'll kill a team real quick, really quickly. And, you know, guys like that, they just need to move on. Like, you need to just get them out of the city, trade them, take what you can get for them, deal with the cap problems now, and move forward.
That's how I feel, Dave. I mean, here's the other thing. I just don't think he's that good anymore. And so it's not worth – I just think the chances of failure are so much greater than the chances of rehabilitating him to the point where he's good again. I mean, I believe that. If I thought you had a real viable path to getting Carson to be a top 12 quarterback again, I'd say, well, listen – Let's go for it. But I just think that's so unlikely that I think it's just a waste of time.
Well, it feels like any quarterback commandeering this team, you know, with these weapons, they're not going to have overwhelming success.
No, I get that.
That's a problem in the evaluation too.
Yeah.
Well, it complicates
Correct.
Things, but you know, he was terrible. Dave, give me what you got. A great movie with an animal in the title.
Okay, I hope this is good. Enter the Dragon.
It's a very good answer. Man. It really is. John, have you ever actually seen that?
Yeah.
I mean, I have not. I've seen, obviously, clips from it. Is it cool?
Totally. Yeah. That should be at the top of your list, along with Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean, my list is, you know, as they say in Top Gun, long and distinguished of movies I need to see. At the same time, I've also seen a million movies. I mean, there's a dichotomy.
No, you see the same 100 movies a million times.
Well, it was 268. I re-added them because I added about 10 movies recently that I have compiled.
Okay.
You know, because I added my list of movies I've seen five or more times. So it's somewhere around 270 movies. I should bring that list back in one of these days.
Yeah.
It's been a while. That was like 3 years ago we rolled that list out.
Every single one of those 270 for the all the times over one that you saw them could have been a new movie. So
Steel Magnolias 30 plus times.
No, it's not 30. All right, top.
Instead of Black Panther, one time, just once.
I'll dig that list up again at some point.
Oh, can't wait.
Let's go to Dwight. What's up, Dwight?
How are you?
Good. Hi, Dwight.
Good, man.
So I was calling in about the report about Wentz. Do you think that shows his immaturity level?
Well, sure. I mean, it's a form of immaturity, yeah.
And second of all, do you think it tarnishes the value of trading him?
Yes.
Yeah. It was already low. This makes it less likely that a team's going to want to take that on. Take on that headache.
And Dwight, you got to remember, this isn't just articles. There's so much that people in NFL circles know that does not become public.
Yeah.
Think about how many coaches and players have left here over the last 2 to 3 years. They move around. They get to different cities. I mean, word gets around. This stuff like this does not stay bottled up.
Yeah. Now, he even in his press conferences, he never took responsibility for the way he played either.
Well, and then there's the fact that, well, I agree with that.
Well, he pretends to. Yeah. I got to do better. I got to get do better. Same thing.
Yep.
Hollow. Feels like it. Nothing ever changes.
And then there's, John, the choosing not to do a press conference at the end of the season, which I think now looks even worse when you consider it appears to be another form of lacking, whether you'd call it accountability or lacking leadership.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I bet
you...
A lot
of character concern issues, and they continue to grow.
I mean, don't you think players in that locker room, guys that'll be... Forget the guys that'll be gone. The guys that'll be back next year. Don't you think they would appreciate if the starting quarterback, who, by the way, made way more money than anybody else. So there is that...
Well, not this year.
Well, listen, we understand the salary drops down. But I'm talking about the idea of when you get a $50 or $60 million signing bonus...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that what that means.
Yeah.
You know, the guy stepping to the podium and saying, "Hey, listen, I stunk, and I got to be better." And the fact that he just doesn't do it publicly, it to me, it's like there's a puzzle here, and you can see it more clearly.
It
now.
It does feel like our frustrations are reflected by this report.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
We're saying it doesn't seem like he's changing. Doesn't seem like he's doing anything different. And it now we find out that's because he didn't want to change. He didn't want to be coached. How about the idea? There was one passage that said when things would be pointed out that he did wrong and it would be like proposed that they would go over it in practice. Okay, here's the thing. Wentz would say the look wasn't there. Or he would overemphasize the pass rush, make excuses for why a play failed. And when it was suggested the play be run again in practice to get it right, he would object.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that. That's the point of practice. You run the plays right that you ran wrong.
Yeah.
You have to do that. And he objected, and so they didn't. That's why you make the same mistakes week after week after week.
Well, and by the way, doesn't this also, when you put the puzzle together, doesn't it now make even more sense that Doug would go to Lurie and say, "We're going to start doing it my way"? And then when Lurie, you know, wasn't going to do that, and then that's when Lurie shows Doug the door, but that Doug would be so frightened. Because that report came out probably around, I don't know, early December. The report came out, and I don't even know who had the report, but you got to give credit to whoever had it because I think they were on the right track. There was a report about 7-8 weeks ago that was Doug wouldn't entirely mind getting fired.
Right.
James, who was that?
I feel like it was a Damo article with a report from someone else in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Because whoever it was, credit to that reporter. I'm sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head. I remember thinking at the time, oh, come on. Come on. Are you serious? But when you realize how...
I didn't believe it.
I didn't eat. Yeah, I just didn't believe it. And when you realize now how undermined Doug was.
Yeah.
That he really wasn't allowed to coach Carson the way he'd want to coach an athlete. Undermined. Why would Doug want to come back in 2021 and deal with that again? Especially when you consider two things. First, he's being told, hey, we're giving you Carson again. Maybe, we think. Well, maybe. I'll say maybe. And the second is Doug gets paid even if he's not here. I mean, I don't blame Doug for saying, Doug probably talked to his family and his close confidants, privately and said, listen, here's my strategy. I'm going in there and telling them I'm doing it differently. If they fire me, that's on them. But I'm at least going down in a private meeting, guns ablaze, saying,
yeah,
I know we need to do it differently. We're going to do it my way. That's the way it's going to be. And if you can't take that, then go ahead and fire me and you got to pay me, whatever, $5 million for a year and then $5 million for another year to not coach. I admire Doug for standing up in that regard. I really do.
Well, he should have stood up from the get-go.
Earlier, yeah,
and
I know.
He didn't.
I know.
And now he's paying for it. It's not that surprising that all these other names are getting hired. And now the report came out end of last week that he wouldn't necessarily mind taking time off. Well, I think he's taking time off because the demand's not there. Think
probably
about that.
True
a guy
well.
Who won a Super Bowl 3 years ago is still on the market.
Yep.
And you've got guys like Brandon Staley.
Yep.
No one knew who Brandon Staley was, the head coach of the Chargers now.
Yep. Let's go to Nick in North Philadelphia. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I want
to ask you guys a question regardless to Joe and John. You guys, Joe, you've been around a while. I'm 59 years old. And John, you played with the Raiders and you played with Eagles. After the Super Bowl, no one, not a free agent, wanted to come to Philadelphia. And people didn't see that. People really didn't see that. We couldn't get a Cooper. A guy like Cooper from Dallas, who was a free agent.
I don't agree with your opinion there, Nick. For a couple of things. First off, Cooper was not a free agent until this past offseason, and he re-signed with the team that had him, which was Dallas, who had traded for him. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, remember, when a team wins the Super Bowl, they've got a collection of great players that either already are making a ton of money or are about to cash in with making a ton of money with the team they won the bowl with. And so it's not as easy to sign free agents when you're a great team because you have great players that make money.
Mm-hmm.
So just for what that's worth.
Yeah. And my thing is, for the guy, I like Batman. And at the same time, I like to talk, regardless to Doug, I mean, we saw that he can coach because he took a guy like Nick Foles and coached him to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. A coachable player. A player that has patience, and a player that ends up taking the team to a championship, and mm-hmm. the players respond to him and respected him.
And they showed him the door.
It does make us have – you have to have a little bit more of an open mind as it pertains to Doug and his ability to coach a quarterback. I did not expect to hear these things about Carson, like basically refusing to be coached.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes Doug look better.
I'm 4 years ago, my son babysit for a former defensive player that's now playing for another team. Mm-hmm. And I met him, and we sat and we talked about it. You know what he told me about Carson Wentz? Hmm. He said he's a spoiled brat. He
wow.
doesn't take advice, and he doesn't listen. And that was 4 years ago.
Wow.
And he is a top defensive player right now for another team and a leader.
Hey Nick, is he a safety?
Did he play last night?
Is he a safety?
Yes, he is. And I'm gonna tell you something. I know based upon his decision to leave Philadelphia,
Hey Nick, was his number 27? Nick, did you say your answer is Batman?
Yes.
A really right, good
that's
answer.
That's a great. By the way, which one? You got to tell us which Batman.
All of them, man. I mean, Batman, mainly the first one that came out. I mean, you have to look at the character and the guy that played him.
Well, you got to tell me, are we going Christian Bale or Michael Keaton?
Christian Bale.
All right.
I mean, he played, he was.
They're great movies.
Undersized. Yeah. He was undersized in all character, but he made Batman work.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Voice.
I agree.
And
right.
His voice is incredible.
Nick, outstanding phone call, man. Appreciate
I'm
it.
Batman.
Ooh, do it again because I was talking.
I'm Batman.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Thanks.
The Malcolm thing was one of those things you would hear.
Yeah.
Remember I was alluding earlier?
Oh, yeah.
I was alluding earlier. If you're in this industry, you hear things. John, James, Fair.
Yeah. Yes.
That's one of those. It was always out there that Malcolm wasn't too thrilled with Carson. Even if he wouldn't say it on the record, you would hear that referenced quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go out on the Swartz-Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE every Monday at this time. For the remainder of the basketball season, we have the pleasure of talking to one of our favorites. He does a great job covering the NBA, covering the 76ers. You can follow his work on Twitter, at Derek Bodner NBA. We got a Sixers team in a unique spot right now. Derek Bodner, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Joe. You know, I have to say I love the fact that we have a scheduled call every week now. It is a little earlier in your shift. I was a little worried who was going to be on the other end of this phone call. I'm happy to hear that you made it in. I'm doing well.
Hey, look at you, Bodner, taking shots. And here the Sixers didn't even play a game last night. You know, I mean,
don't worry, Joe. I'm sure sometime in the next 3 to 5 years, we will all forget that that happened.
Well, that's...
we'll let you go.
All right, Derek, let's just start with this. Do you think the next scheduled Sixers game, which is Wednesday, will be played?
Outside of the fact that Jonas Valanciunas entered, the Grizzlies center entered health and safety protocols, who the Sixers played on Saturday night, and then the Sixers game was postponed, we really don't have all that many details outside of that. We don't know how many players the Sixers have in health and safety protocols. There hasn't been an updated injury report yet. We haven't gotten that confirmation on who or how many. It's a great question. I mean, they have, luckily the schedule slowed down a little bit. Like if you went the typical 7 days, from, to quarantine, you only have 2 games, Wednesday and Friday, within those 7 days. So theoretically, if there was ever a time where you would, outside the one that was already postponed, if there was ever a time for this to happen, like they just got done a stretch of playing 5 games in 7 days, this would be the time. But truthfully, the only thing I know right now is that nobody on the team as of now has tested positive. So it seems like it is being quarantined, being precautionary. But truthfully, I don't have all that many details outside of that.
Derek, the last game the Sixers played, they lost by 2 to a Grizzly team that's an average team. Got Ja Morant back, and he's obviously a really good player. But Ben Simmons, this to me is just another example of Ben just not stepping up. And Embiid's out, and Ben Simmons plays 36 minutes and somehow manages to only score 3 baskets in the game. Is he just not even close to the player that people hoped he would be?
Well, there's two problems. He hasn't taken that step that I think most people hoped he would over his, now 4-year career in terms of shooting from the perimeter, both off the catch, off the dribble, being a half court creator. He hasn't taken that step. But even beyond that, he's nowhere near the player he previously was. Like there is a timidness. He was never an aggressive scorer in the half court, an aggressive shooter. But his timidness near the rim has gotten much worse. He's getting in the paint and he's not even looking to score. And because of that, it's tougher for him to create for his teammates because nobody's doubling down to help onto him anymore. It is befuddling. The lack of progress, like I didn't expect him to come out and shoot from the perimeter a bunch. That's just not really who he is, and I doubt it ever will be. But the fact that he won't put any pressure on the rim, it is tough. I wonder if some of it might be, he did have that knee injury that he's been fighting through, missed a couple games here recently because of it. I wonder if that's playing a part of it. But even so, he's getting the spots where he is in a position to score, and he's just not looking. It is maddening right now. I think there's certainly a confidence aspect to this.
Is Simmons really safe, or is he playing his way out of town?
Well, I mean, he was very clearly offered for James Harden, and that's easy to sell. Like, hey, it's the former MVP candidate, a former top 5 player. The question becomes when it's not quite so clear cut, and I think that's going to be interesting. His value across the league is up and down. Some people around the league still really like him and what he can do. Everyone respects what he's become defensively, but there are some people who just believe that he is not going to be functional in a half-court playoff environment. and that impacts his value. And every year that goes by that he doesn't improve his game and expand his game, I think that list of people who doubt whether or not he can be a real contributor in the playoffs grows. And it's going to be fascinating to see how Daryl approaches. You know, I think there are people within the organization, Doc Rivers chief among them, who still really believe in Ben Simmons and want to see what he can grow into and see what him and Embiid can become. But you run the risk of his trade value diminishing if you take too long here to mm-hmm. make this decision.
When should Shake Milton or Tyrese Maxey be inserted into the starting lineup?
Well, I mean, based on merit, it would be right now. You know, I think Doc Rivers likes to have one of his better offensive players coming off the bench. You can go to his history in Los Angeles to see that. I think he likes to run an all-bench unit where that the entire five-man group is comprised of bench units. I think if he's going to do that, he needs Shake Milton and his ability to create off the dribble and create in the half court in that group. And, you know, I think with the way that Seth Curry was playing, and quite frankly, the starting lineup when they were healthy together were playing pretty well as a group, I think he's going to be very hesitant and reluctant to make that change just because I think he likes the role that everyone is. You know, Shake coming off the bench with that all-bench unit has more of a chance to create than he would in a starting lineup. And if this mm-hmm. were Brett Brown, who staggered Embiid and Simmons so aggressively, I think it would be an easier case. But I think Doc likes running those all-bench units, and I think Doc likes Shake leading those all-bench units. So I think it's going to stay status quo here for a little bit.
Derek, as great as Embiid's been, and he's been spectacular this year, he again has had injuries crop up. Never going to change, right? Ever. Never going to change.
No, I mean, he's going to be 27 this year. He's 7 foot plus, a lot of pounds, big human being. There's a lot of pressure on those lower body joints, and he has a history of injuries. I think they're going to be every time he feels even the slightest bit of pain or soreness or swelling, he's going to be out of the lineup. I think that's going to be a career thing.
At Derek Bodner NBA for a great follow covering the 76ers and the entire NBA. Derek, awesome stuff as always, man. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, man.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Derek Bodner. We'll talk to Derek kind of longer other times, but the Eagles are a very hot topic right now, and frankly, the Sixers didn't play. So, you know, it is what it is. All right, coming up, John, updated odds for the Eagles. There have been a lot of candidates that have now been hired by teams. Well, there's only two spots left, and there still are a bunch of candidates. How do the odds makers size up the Eagles' candidates, and who's got the inside track to be the next head coach? We'll tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.